Diane.
She was a seaside sitting just a smoking and a drinking on ringside. On top of the world.
I know this much, Diane. If we were at the party, I wouldn't let you handle the music. You have to practice. What a beautiful
girl. There's some people that aren't used to this type of music. So I'm trying to be considerate.
I had to do it.
Ends of the earth. Ah, yeah. That's what I said. Here I am, ain't no
Diane.
Of the world. Up. All I need is a beautiful girl. Ah, yeah. Beautiful girl.
All right, bring it down.
Well, I'm a bum in the sun, and I'm having fun, and I know you know I got no special.
Diane. Good morning. I'm not really interested in considerate. I mean, the music is the music.
At 8 a.m. in the morning, you know, some people have...
At 8 a.m., at 8 a.m., yes.
Some people have...
At 6 a.m., at 4 a.m., at 2:30.
Oh. Oops.
Yes. Yeah, 8 a.m., Diane. 8 a.m.
All right, well...
8 a.m. Really?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry if I blow out some hearing aids.
8 a.m. Please tell me. Please tell me that you did not listen to Sammy Hagar Van Halen. Please, Diane. Please. Don't disappoint me.
Oh, I listened to this song.
No, but not Sammy Hagar. When this is David Lee Roth.
I know Van Halen. I used to listen to Van Halen.
We should probably get started. Hey, you know, by the way, since I have you in here, people are sending me nicknames. But they're so nice.
Oh, my goodness.
They're so nice. They're nice.
Because they love me.
They're nice. And I'm like, no, that's not the point. That's not everybody's sending me all these nice little things. All right, folks, let's get this party started. I am a Ronald Reagan Republican. I am a Ronald Reagan Republican. I support Donald J. Trump for president of the United States, even if his ass is thrown in prison. Even if they throw him behind bars, I support Donald J. Trump for president of the United States. I know beyond the shadow of a doubt, no questions asked, whether Gabriel Sterling, whether Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, whether Brian Kemp, whether Chris Carr, no matter who out there disagrees with me, I know the 2020 election was stolen from the American people. I will do everything I can to make America great again on a daily basis. I drink conservative grounds coffee. Houston, we have a problem. I just thought I'd go right into it. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. So this morning I made a phone call and I was talking to someone in Pennsylvania. I called someone at 7:30 this morning in Pennsylvania. And someone in the know, someone that really studies Pennsylvania and knows politics there. And I said, do we have a problem? And they said, yes, we have a problem. We're going to get into that. And I said to this individual before I got off the phone, I said, here's the deal. I have a commitment to this audience to come here and share the truth of where I really feel we are over and above sensationalizing something. I don't know how to put this, but if every one of you tune out right now, as long as I feel I'm being honest with you, that's the consequences. So we have a problem. We're going to get into that in just a minute. Give me number 43. Okay, so let me say this. Oh, by the way, Diane, I have to clear this up. If you're new to the program, I tend to be a grammatical nightmare. I just can be. I can be a grammatical nightmare. English teachers out there, whoever you may be, I can make people cringe. You sit and listen, and it's like, oh, cringe. And I got in trouble yesterday, Diane, because I kept ending a sentence with at. I did. I kept ending a sentence, and I was talking about Mike Johnson and where we are at today, where we are at, and I kept ending it with that. I got in trouble. I want to apologize to the audience. It's not my intention to be a grammatical nightmare, but it happens from time to time. So moving right along.
That's your Southerner coming out in you.
Am I going to have to put up with you all day? I mean, you started right at 8 a.m. Is this gonna continue for two solid hours? Because I need to know.
Well, it might. But when you get into the Biden videos, just a heads up, I've got two extra videos I want to show.
Okay, I like that. Good morning, Diane. I appreciate Diane. And we are looking for a nickname. But these little powder puff nicknames that you're sending over, I'm not working with them. All right, so this is important. Let's get serious here, folks. Haley voters for Biden target Georgia for anti-Trump effort. Now, this morning I was thinking about something. Polling, and I don't get into polling, all right? Well, I don't bring polling data here as though it's a done deal. But I really studied this morning and last night on what's happening here. And when I hear something over and over, like when the deep state corporate corrupt media lays something out over and over and over, just subliminal message that they just lay into the conversation. I write it down and say, okay, where is this? What is going on here? And let me tell you, the message they play over and over is the polling data they claim the polling data is that Americans don't want neither. They don't want these two candidates. That is on a daily basis somewhere. I don't care if you're on CNN, ABC, CBS, MSNBC, NBC. If you don't listen to them, but they slip in, America doesn't want either candidate, either, neither, both. They don't want them. They slip it in all the time. Now, they will tell you, we're going to come back to this because this is important. And it's just where we're at today. And it gives me a little bit of the headache. Because here's what they're doing. I'm going to put this up quickly. Number 25. How important is abortion? Because Biden went down to Florida yesterday. We're going to come back to this. This is laying groundwork. Biden went down to Florida yesterday to discuss reproductive rights. Oh, reproductive rights. Number 25. Yes. Can I get, there you go. Thank you. And very important, how important is abortion when deciding who to vote for? Very important, 51%. Somewhat important, not too important, not important at all. Don't know, no opinion, 3%. This is some of the polling. We're going to circle back. Give me number 27. Now, the polling data, right, polling data number 27, they're saying this is a Bloomberg Morning Consult poll. Trump is up in Arizona, Georgia. Biden's up a fraction in Michigan. Nevada, whichever one there you choose, 51%. North Carolina, 47%. And Wisconsin, 48-44. This is polling data. Now, we're a long way from November. Check. We're a long way from the convention. We're not into May. May, June, we've got a little distance between now and convention. We have a trial between now and July's convention. We have a verdict between now and July's convention. Now, I don't know how the verdict will go. I'm not for sure. All the talking heads, you don't know how it will go. We will see. Now, before we get back there, give me number 26. And in this Morning Consult Bloomberg poll, Arizona voters, is it getting better? 23, getting worse? Stay as is. 54%, things are getting worse. Georgia, 53%, it's getting worse. Michigan, 48. Nevada, 52. North Carolina, 49. PA voters, 52. Wisconsin, it's getting worse. All right. Now, give me back 43. With all that being said, that sounds like Trump is on the upside. Trump is on the upside. That's what it sounds like. All right. This is the AJC. Last night, Pennsylvania had a primary. Primary doesn't matter in Pennsylvania. Right now, due to the fact that Trump has already won the Republican primary, but the vote was yesterday in Pennsylvania. Here is former United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley captured more than 77,000 votes in Georgia's Republican Party primary last month. An election held after she dropped out of the race. Now, there's a lot of talk, and I'm not giving Nikki Haley props, but there's a lot of talk, where does this vote go? Now, when we were in South Carolina, New Hampshire, Georgia, open primaries. So, in these numbers up, even into Georgia, a lot of talk. Well, Democrats went and voted for her. A lot of talk about that. Democrats and Marty and Brian Kemp. The girls, Gabriel Sterling, Brad Raffensperger, maybe Chris Carr. That's right. In Georgia. But it's an open primary. But where do those voters go? Are they inclined? Is this false paper tiger support for Trump in Georgia? Blah, blah, blah. She dropped out of the race. Last night in Pennsylvania, she tallied more than 156,000 votes in the state's primary. So in Pennsylvania last night, she gets 156,000 votes. It's a closed primary in the state of Pennsylvania. You have to be registered in a party. So this is not a crossover vote, not a crossover. All right. Republican, vote Republican. Democrat, vote Democrat. Not a crossover vote. 150-some thousand, right? Republicans in Pennsylvania went and voted for her. Trump is having rallies. The rallies are not working. I said it. Okay. The rallies are not working. They are working for TV. They are working for Right Side Broadcasting, the people that are building networks around it. They are working for the people that come on throughout the day and take a clip out of there and run with it. But they're not working in general. Just not. Sorry. The Box is who is at the rally. Now, I'm not. Look, the hat's right there. The stolen button's right there. I support Donald J. Trump. But this is where I have to stay true to this audience. Rallies aren't working anymore. The team that's running Trump's campaign, they're not on top of their game. They're just not. The networks, the corruption in the networks, they are pushing his poll numbers down. They are. This in court does not look good. You and I are angry. We know what's going on in court, but it doesn't look good. It looks bad. You cannot be in court no matter the situation and it look good. And I get it. But I want to move on from this for just a minute. I want to say this is where we're at. And then I'm going to go out on a limb. And you know, I lead the league on going out on a limb. I'm going to take a chance here because I'm checking off some boxes before we go to break. Give me number 48. I know this upsets you, but this is Gabriel Sterling this morning. This morning, Gabriel Sterling, okay, in charge of our elections in Georgia. You can't make this up. This guy heading up the elections here in Georgia, he tweeted out this morning, the results in Pennsylvania primary, which are closed, meaning only registered party voters can participate, showed Haley, who dropped out nearly 2 months ago, got 155,000 votes. And Phillips got 68 against Biden in a swing state. Now, Phillips got 68 against Biden. I'm getting ready to go out on a limb here and wrap all this together. Democrat, Biden got 93%. Phillips got 68,000 votes. Republican Nikki Haley pulled off 16.54% at 156,000 votes. All right. Here's where we're at. Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania had a Senator Pat Toomey, voted for Trump's impeachment. Check it out. See if I'm right. Voted for Trump's impeachment. Right? Number one. Number two, they have what's called the ring counties around Philadelphia. They're very wealthy counties, wealthy people, moderates. Very much moderates, okay? Give me number 20. They're moderates voting for Haley. And then, last but not least, you have McCormick. Casey McCormick to face each other in Pennsylvania's high-stakes U.S. Senate contest. Dave McCormick. Now, what's this all got to do with the price of tea and wherever? What's it got to do with it? McCormick ran last time. McCormick lost and challenged Dr. Oz. McCormick was not endorsed by Donald J. Trump. Don't wake up in the morning thinking this guy McCormick is a billionaire, hedge fund manager. He is a world citizen. He is a world citizen. This guy is a globalist as they come. Dave McCormick, you can't get any. You can't. I mean, there's Klaus Schwab. And then Dave McCormick's right there with him. I'm serious. You can't make that up. Do the research on the guy, the globalist he is. And don't think that these globalists get up in the morning and decide they like Donald Trump. They don't. They don't get up and say, oh, well, I like Donald Trump. No. And don't think that this globalist is concerned if Donald Trump wins Pennsylvania. They're not. As long as they can. And that's the bottom line. Dave McCormick did not support Dr. Oz. Right? Dr. Oz had a chance to beat John Fetterman. Right? But these people attacked Dr. Oz, went after Dr. Oz, the Trump-endorsed candidate, and John Fetterman is a senator from Pennsylvania. Now Dave McCormick, he waited his turn, and he's running against Bob Casey Jr. What's this got to do with anything? Here's my thought. Let's go back to the 48. And this one I want to put in the books. This is Georgia. We have an enormous group in Georgia that are determined Trump will not win. And it's not Democrats. We just don't. We have an enormous group. And they know who they are. When you have the first lady, the governor of Georgia. Look at this. This is slightly irritating. I'm going to be nice. I'm not going to get worked up. No blood pressure. Number 44. All right. This is Brian Kemp. And a guy's not allowed. I wonder if he could sneak out. If there was a game down at the local sports bar, I wonder if the guy could sneak out and have a beer and watch a game at the sports bar. I really do, because there's Marty sitting right next to him. Marty would get on my damn nerves. I couldn't take it. There shouldn't be a man alive. All right, I'm going out there. There may be no return for me right now. There shouldn't be a man alive that wants suffocated like that. No, I'm going out the house. No, you stay home or you go somewhere else. You leave my ass alone for one day. Old boy can't even go out the house. So Marty Kemp said, basically, argue with me. I didn't vote for Trump. I can't even vote for Trump today. I'll write my husband's name in. Go back to Gabe Sterling. These people, look, Brad Raffensperger standing behind him. John Burns. I'm not going to go after Burt Jones. I'm not going there. I actually like Burt Jones. Go back to what's the other one? All right, number 48. There you go. All right. I'm serious as can be. There's an entire group. Here's where I started, and I'm going to get out because we're going to get into Mike Johnson. All right, we're going to get into Mike Johnson. We're going to play some Biden videos. We're going to play Lindsey Graham. This is all I told you this months ago. They're going to set Lindsey Graham is, oh my God. They're going to set up three areas. Remember the democracy, the border, right? It's the Republicans' fault. It's Donald Trump's. The border could be secure, but it's Donald Trump's fault. That's what Lindsey Graham said. We're going to play that. Abortion, democracy, the border. It's all Donald Trump's fault. Now, polling data says they don't want Trump. The American people, we are in a group, folks. There's a hard group over here of Biden support and a hard group over here of Trump support. We're in this group here, but there is this right here. Whether you want to accept it or not, this is right here. And these people are polling that they don't want this one and they don't want this one. That's what they're polling. So Biden can't beat Trump. Biden's in trouble. He's really, really in trouble. But Trump is going downhill with moderate Republicans. Now, even moderate Republicans can't bring themselves over to Biden right now. They can't. They can't bring themselves over to Biden right now. So moderate Republicans or independents or whatever you want to call them, they're saying, give me somebody to vote for. Watch. Give me someone to vote for. So I am still of the opinion that about the time of the convention, if Trump comes out as the nominee, Democrats will go in August and give Democrats. They'll give Biden's in trouble with Palestinians, the kids, the Jewish. Biden's in trouble with everybody. Trump has a group that won't vote for him. And they're asking Democrats to give them somebody that they can vote for and just feel okay. You got to realize Trump doesn't win this time. Trump's gone. Trump's not running 4 years from now. It's done. All they have to do is manage Trump out now. You see, there's world leaders meeting with Trump. They are around the world planning a Trump 2.0. That's why Democrats have to give the American people someone to vote for. Not Republicans. Republicans are not going to do that right now. That I don't think. Because that hardcore base is not going to change. But Democrats will take Biden out. Republicans will never take, or you and I, Trump supporters, will never take Trump being put out and we go with another candidate. We won't take that. But Democrats will take Biden being put out, a good message that, you know, the old boy is dreaming he was a truck driver when he was a kid, and the old boy's out there talking about his uncle getting eaten by a cannibal. We probably should find that core Democrat base will shift right over, no problem at all. And then the middle of the road will say, thank you for giving us someone to vote for. I just see it. I see it. I hope, you know what I say? I hope I'm totally off the mark on this. I still think Biden will be replaced. Trump, let me give you one thing with Trump. Ready with Trump? Okay. Delegates. Find out nationwide who your delegates are. In Georgia, we have 14 congressional districts. All 14 congressional districts elected 3 delegates to the national convention. Then the state of Georgia, the GOP, has delegates at large that they send. No matter where you're at in the United States, no matter how your Republican Party does it in your state, how they come up with their delegates to the convention, ask the delegates, call them and say, are you committed to vote for Donald Trump at the convention, regardless. I don't care if they come out and Alvin Bragg's, if their jury comes out and finds him guilty of one charge out of 34. Will you, no matter the outcome of this trial, will you vote yes on Donald Trump as the nominee? And will you commit that you will not participate in any rule changes at the RNC that would remove Donald Trump? You have to do that. All right, look, Trump cannot be beat. The economy, everything. They have to give him someone to vote for, and it's not Joe Biden. Joe Biden thinks he's a truck driver. Give me video, and we're going to get out of this. Where is this? Where? Give me video 12, Diane. And then we'll come back. We'll do a couple Biden videos just to lighten things up.
Besides, I used to drive an 18-wheeler. You know what I did? That's exactly right.
Yeah, Biden used to be a truck driver, right? I mean, folks, they've got to get this guy out. They have to get him out. He used to be a truck driver, and number 38, don't forget his uncle was eaten by a cannibal, right? And AOC's holding his hand. What about the protest at Columbia University? What say you? Diane, take a break. We'll be right back. Yeah, all right, folks, we're back. I'm your host, BKP, and you're watching BKP Politics, voiceofruralamerica.com. I knew that first segment would stir some things up. Some of you feel that with the RNC now in the hands of Whatley and Trump, Eric's wife, that no chance of a rule change. And some of you are saying, well, if the rallies are not working, what is working? So let me just ask you this. First of all, I caution rule and vote change at the convention. I caution you about the convention. Anytime something seems like a lock, so I'm not saying Michael Whatley will, the RNC chair will stab Trump in the back. It's very likely that Trump comes out of the convention still the nominee. I get that. But I just don't think we get comfortable. I'm not at a point with anything. I'm watching this guy in court, and I'm watching networks talk about that Trump in 2016, what he did, or the allegations made of what he's done, was to change the outcome of an election. I'm sitting here like, really? This is what I'm listening to? I'm not comfortable in any way whatsoever. I refuse to get comfortable that Trump is the nominee, comfortable that Trump will win, and comfortable that his team is doing a good job. I just don't have a Mike Lindell pillow right now of comfort, and I'm not sleeping with Giza sheets. I like Mike. I just rolled that out. Anyhow, the rallies I don't think are working. So tell me, do you think the rallies are working? The Trump team, it's working, do you? Because what I would like for you to do is get out of that box you're in. Yes, we have to quit going down the lane of the people throughout the day that are yelling at us. And you know who they are. We got to get out of that lane. That being said, Biden has to go. This is tough. Is he the nominee? Now, AOC, the kids won't vote for Biden. Black Americans won't vote for Biden. All right. Hispanic, Asian, they're all turning on Biden. Students, in students, Palestinians or Hamas sympathizers won't vote for Biden. A lot of Jewish people now won't vote for Biden. Not the Democrat, Biden. The Democrat side is begging, they're not telling you this, but they're begging for someone to vote for. They're behind closed doors begging for someone to vote for. And Republicans are saying, some Republicans are saying, well, if Democrats give us someone to vote for, we can get to 4 years from now when we can normalize, as they want to call it, the Republican Party. Just say. All right, so AOC, I want to show you this, number 34. And I want to remind you of something as you're looking at this. Now, I know she gets tagged as a waitress and she gets tagged as dumb. I know everything that is said about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez emerges as key Biden surrogate for progressives, young people. And I know what is said about her. But remember when Bernie was the front runner. Remember when Bernie was telling you they were going to pass the Green New Deal. Remember when she was going and hanging out with Bernie everywhere Bernie Sanders went. You're living in the Green New Deal today that this young lady that used to tend bar or whatever. Biden cannot go in or out of any function, any, that he doesn't have somebody with him. Somebody has to hold his hand, guide him, let him know where he's going. They pass Biden off always. Let's go ahead and go with video 14. Always, always. Now, Diane, you said you have some videos. Are they somewhat like this or things that would highlight or be something of this nature that shows Biden? Or
yeah, it's Biden videos. So this one, I believe both of them are from yesterday. So here's the first one about colleges.
You know, if I have my way in the next 4 years, I'm going to make community college free. And it'll grow the economy. It won't cost the taxpayers.
It won't cost the taxpayers. Okay. All right. And he has no one at these rallies. They put a handful of people up there, and they come out before it starts, and they instruct everybody, look, we need to really sound enthusiastic, no matter what he says. Because if you watch this guy's remarks, he could say some of the craziest stuff, and they will applaud. They're told in advance, do you have another one that you want to use now or hold?
No, one more, and then I'll be done.
Okay.
In a sense, I don't know why we're surprised by Trump. How many times does he have to prove we can't be trusted?
Well, wow, okay. So I am of the opinion Biden has to go. I just feel strong, wrong, whatever it may be. Now, Ukraine is going to get their money. They went to yesterday. It passed. Here is the people, the senators, number 16, that voted against it. And you have Barrasso, Blackburn. You got the guy from, where's he from? Is he from Missouri? Braun, Cruz. Let's see, Marco Rubio voted against it. Mike Lee, Holly Johnson, Bernie Sanders voted against it, the Democrat. Scott, J.D. Vance, and is that Peter Welsh, Vermont? Democrat. Two Democrats there that voted against the Ukraine money. Now, I have two Josh Hawley videos I want to play before we get in depth into the Ukraine money that Biden is signing and we're sending over there. It's not a coincidence that on the same day that Biden, at the same day Biden is going to sign this, has a provision in there, a mechanism to ban TikTok or to sell TikTok to someone else, send this money for World War III, Lindsey Graham comes out on the same exact day to blame Donald Trump for the border. Because what you're, many are saying out there, well, wait a minute, we're doing this and we put nothing towards the border. Lindsey Graham says, well, wait a minute, that's Donald Trump's fault. I've told you that all along. I want to go. There's two of them, J.D. Vance. Listen to this, video 7. This guy's emerging recently here, video 7, J.D. Vance.
Just today, the Ukrainian parliament is considering enacting a law that would dispossess large numbers of Christian churches and Christian communities in the country of Ukraine. Now, they say it's because these churches are too close to Russia. That's what they say. And maybe some of the churches are too close to Russia, but you don't deprive an entire religious community of their religious freedom because some of its adherents don't agree with you about the relevant conflict of the day. I believe, standing here, that this war will eventually lead to the displacement of a massive Christian community in Ukraine, and that will be our shame. Our shame in this chamber for not seeing it coming, our shame in this chamber for doing nothing to stop it, our shame for refusing to use the hundreds of billions of dollars that we send to Ukraine as leverage to ensure and guarantee real religious freedom.
How can you claim religious freedom and defending religious freedom here at home when you don't defend religious freedom around the world? As Christians, how can you believe when they tell you right here they defend your right, your Christian freedom, okay, to worship, if you're passing money, bills that distribute money all around the world that does not defend Christianity? Ukraine, Zelensky does not. This is a country under martial law. This is a country that has imprisoned Christian ministers. Yes. How can you believe right here where you're at that your lawmakers are going to defend your Christian rights to worship when this is what's happening around the world? Now, I have to tell you, J.D. Vance has stepped up here recently in a way. Here's one more before I go to break. This guy, anytime someone tells me Well, makes a George W. Bush comment. I listen. Give me video 8, J.D. Vance, one more time.
There's another historical analogy that I think that's worth pointing out, and that is the historical analogy of the early 2000s. Now, in 2003, I was a high school senior, and I had a political position back then. I believed the propaganda of the George W. Bush administration that we needed to invade Iraq, that it was a war for freedom and democracy, that those who were appeasing Saddam Hussein were inviting a broader regional conflict. Does that sound familiar to anything that we're hearing today? It's the same exact talking points 20 years later with different names. But have we learned anything over the last 20 years? No, I don't think that we have. We have learned that if we beat our chest instead of engage in diplomacy, that it will somehow produce good outcomes. That is not true. We learned that if we talk incessantly about World War II, we can bully people and cause them to ignore their basic moral impulses and lead the country straight into catastrophic conflict.
We were told, George W. Bush told us, that we had to invade Iraq. We had no choice. Weapons of mass destruction, we had to. For democracy, for freedom around the world, we had to do it. We had to come up with that $1 trillion. Remember that? It was a must. Different regions of the world, same talking points, the warmongers, the military-industrial complex, and saving the world from something, always. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about, tell me what you think. I don't think the rallies are working. We're going to talk about Lindsey Graham. We're going to talk about the Mike Johnson, where we are at today. All right, folks, we're back. I'm your host, BKP. You're watching BKP Politics on voiceofruralamerica.com. You have to stay clear. It's all about saving the institution. It's all about saving the party, saving the institution. It's not about the country. And let me put this up because we're going to get into a little deeper here, Diane. Give me 19. Foreign aid passes. This is where we're at right here. Let me go over a little bit of this. Foreign aid passes, 19. Number 18, Trump gag order violated. Right? And 14, Columbia University sets deadline for protesters to clear campus encampment. These are some of the things. These are just some of the headlines, the noise that's being made. Number 22, these are all coming from networks. Number 22, right here, Pecker. Sorry. Eyes and Ears says he agreed to serve as Trump's eyes and ears. We're going to talk about this in a minute. It's all about saving the institution. Give me number 36. How Mike Johnson is taming Trump and his party against all odds. Huh. And we are number 40. Let's put this up here. Next Ukraine package to be larger than normal included armored vehicles. We're sending all the old stuff while we start producing new stuff here in this country. It's all about saving the institution. End of story. And we know who they blame. I want to go through something with Georgia quickly. All right. 44, this is number 44, inked. All right. Brian Kemp signed 24 bills, large and small, into law Tuesday. Inked into law Tuesday. Brian Kemp has not signed any, at this time, any of the bills that were passed to increase election security. So you got to look at the value of the elections to these people. You got to pay attention to it. Will he sign them? I don't know. But what's the value of a secure election to these people? At this time, this guy is holding, look at all of them. You would think that all of them would be gathered around and excited that he's going to secure the election for Georgians and the American people. But he hasn't signed it yet. Keep that in mind. Next. 45, all wet. Pay attention to this, all wet. The U.S. Department of Justice is opposing part of the Georgia's 2021 voting law that requires voters to sign absentee ballot applications with a pen and ink, and mandate that ended online only absentee ballot requests. Let me just go through this a little further. The Department of Justice motion, the DOJ, filed last week, said the so-called wet signature. So in 2020, requirement violates federal civil rights law that prohibits denying the right to vote based on rules aren't material to voters' qualifications. Before the pen and ink rule, voters were able to request an absentee ballots in 2020 through a state website that required a driver's license number and digital signature. Now voters have to print out, sign, and then return the absentee application to the county election office. So if you want an absentee ballot, you actually have to sign something where we could do what? Signature verification. The Department of Justice is saying no. We want you to be able to go online. We do not want a signature for the absent. This is happening, okay? The Department of Justice motion supports a lawsuit brought by Vote.org, one of several cases against the voting law, Senate Bill 202, SB 202. Just want to let you know what's happening. Now, I did not report this because I knew it was just smoke and mirrors. I did. I knew this was smoke and mirrors. I knew this was something for the GOP chairman, Josh McCoon, and others to get an ounce of election integrity, election security, and lead you to believe that they were doing something. This was all a front. Just saying, whether you like it or not. Give me number 46. Supreme Court elections. When the U.S. Supreme Court rejected a case Monday against voting machines from Arizona Republicans Kerry Lake and Mark Fincham, it also dealt a defeat to Georgia Republican parties. I knew that all along. My question is, who paid for the amicus brief to be filed in Arizona? Why did Josh McCoon do this? to put up a good front about the time that they were attacking me? Go look at the dates. The Georgia Republican Party, the Cobb County Republican Committee, that'd be Sally Grubbs, and Fulton County Republican Party had filed briefs in support of the appeal, which sought to ban the use of electronic voting counting machines in Arizona. The case relied in part on testimony from supporters of former President Donald Trump, who made unfounded allegations of fraud. All right. Georgia Republicans had urged the nation's highest court to consider the case, citing rulings in the Georgia election security case, in which judge found that plaintiffs, which include group called Coalition for Good Governance, do have standing to sue. A legal requirement for pathways to be directly impacted by the conduct they're suing over. The judge hasn't ruled on Georgia case after 17 days. That is the curling, Raffensperger curling case, right? But the Supreme Court declined to add the case to the docket, a decision that upheld lower court rules that found Lake and Fincham lacking standing. Georgia, why would you do this? I know why you did it. I know exactly why you got involved in it. All right, so that's a little bit of Georgia. The institution. As I've said over and over, now they're going to attack Tucker Carlson. Tucker is going to get attacked. I played Tucker on the show Monday. Today's Wednesday. Give me number 8. What planet is he on? What planet is he on? Tucker Carlson now says there's no evidence of Darwin's theory of evolution. And that was in the Joe Rogan podcast, which I watched. I agree with Tucker Carlson. I believe in creation. That's what I believe in. Days after pushing that underwater alien conspiracy. I love the underwater alien conspiracy. Did you like it? I absolutely loved it with Tucker. Now, what took so long to get the money over to Ukraine? Give me number 15. It's all about the institution, saving the institution. Senate passes House foreign aid package, $60 billion for Ukraine, $26 billion Israel, $9 billion in humanitarian aid for Gaza. NGOs, humanitarian aid, it doesn't go to the people. They get a little porridge, they get a little, you know, they get some rice or something, get some beans, but $9 billion, they're not eating steak. $8 billion in Indo-Pacific aid bill requires the sale of TikTok by its Chinese owner within 9 months. So saving the institution, and then number 17, Zelensky says, Biden to sign $95 billion. The vote reinforces America's role as a beacon of democracy and leader in the free world. Is that what it does? Just checking. Let's see what else I have here before I move forward. So Mitch McConnell's asked yesterday, what happened? What took so long? Give me the CNN. I'm going to play 2, and there's a reason. Video 3. Give me CNN.
Why he believes it took so long to get the bill to the president's desk.
What took so long to get some of these other 8 Republicans persuaded to your position?
Well, that's a good question. You already know the answer. I think the demonization of Ukraine began by Tucker Carlson, who, in my opinion, ended up where he should have been all along, which is interviewing Vladimir Putin.
Mitch McConnell Unleashed. Join me to discuss.
Mitch McConnell Unleashed. Mitch McConnell Unleashed. Well, you know, I say we were just hoping yesterday that Mitchell McConnell didn't have one of those moments where he froze, just stood there, right? Mitch McConnell Unleashed blames it on Tucker Carlson. Now, we're going to actually play the clip. And listen, this is all about saving the institution. And as I say this, keep in mind, watch all of this and tell me they want Donald Trump in D.C. Tell me they really do. Give me video 11.
You've been probably one of the most ardent backers of Ukraine in the Senate here, but what took so long to get some of these other eight Republicans persuaded to your position here? Was it the overall nature of this bill and what was lost in that time period for Ukraine?
Well, that's a good question. You already know the answer. I think the demonization of Ukraine began by Tucker Carlson, who, in my opinion, ended up where he should have been all along, which is interviewing Vladimir Putin. And so he had an enormous audience, which convinced a lot of rank-and-file Republicans that maybe this was a mistake. I think the former president had sort of mixed views on it. We all felt that border was a complete disaster, myself included. And Chad, you remember covering the phases we went through. First, there was an effort to make law, which requires you to deal with Democrats. And then a number of our members thought it wasn't good enough. And then our nominee for president didn't seem to want us to do anything at all. That took months to work our way through it. So we ended up doing the supplemental that was originally proposed, which dealt with not all problems. It didn't solve the border problem, but certainly addressed the growing threats at the moment.
So they ended up with the supplemental. Now listen close. They ended up with the supplemental that was originally proposed. What he just told you is it was going through all along, all along. Now, there's a reason why they never intended to do border security. Never intended. Nope, not at all. Give me number six. Was never in the plans. I said this over and over. There was something bad wrong that NBC, remember this, NBC, ABC, CBS, something bad wrong that all of these networks, including Fox, were doing daily. They're not doing them now. No? Where are they all at? Did they quit coming? Do we no longer have video? Why over here for months did they hype up the border? All the networks, every one, every last one of them. Not one network excluded from hyping up the border and the crisis at the border and what's happening at the border. Knowing they never intended to do anything about the border, the only thing they wanted to develop with all this was, it's Trump's fault that the border remains open. Right? You heard Mitch McConnell. The original deal for Ukraine is done. We heard Mike Johnson. We heard yelling from all sides that not another penny for Ukraine until the border. But the Ukraine deal is the original deal. And Tucker Carlson put the brakes on it. And Biden plans amnesty for more than 1 million illegal migrants. Blame it on Trump. Save the institution. Blame it on Tucker Carlson. Now, you heard him talk about we didn't get nothing for the border. Why? The previous president. He blamed it on Trump. Republicans, not Democrats. Democrats are not the ones taking out real conservatives. It's Republicans. You heard it yourself. The former president, he didn't want to do anything. So let's go with Lindsey Graham, video 9.
Everybody who comes on this floor and says our border's broken, we should do something about it, you're absolutely right. And unfortunately, we didn't get there. President Trump opposed a Senate bill. We couldn't find a better way forward that would get 60 votes. I hate that, but now we have to deal with what's left for us in, to take care of in the world. So the
we got to take care of the world. We didn't get the border. That's Trump's fault. Yes. In polling data, the border crisis is up here. Most Americans are concerned about the lack of a border. Yes, they are. But if you're concerned about a lack of a border and you're wondering who will do something about it, and they keep selling you that Democrats had a plan and Democrats were offered a plan and it's secured and Biden was going to sign the plan and it's the toughest, this is coming from NBC, the far left media, it's the toughest border bill introduced in years. Really, really takes on the crisis. Really closes the border. It really promotes security. But Trump stopped it. Gotta listen to me, man. You gotta listen to me. Give me video 5.
Flex going down to Florida while Trump was stuck in court in New York City. And on Capitol Hill, a top Republican admits that it is Trump's fault, that border security has not passed. We knew that, but to hear this Republican.
They're admitting to it now. It's Trump's fault. They're going to run with this narrative. They're going to run with abortion. They're going to run with the democracy. They're going to run with the border. Exactly. Now, I want to play a Tucker clip that they don't want you to see, and then we're going to get out. This is a clip of video 6, the border, video 6. Play this clip.
So everyone who's paying any attention at all knows that more people are coming across the U.S. border from foreign countries illegally than any time in American history. How is it happening? Why is it happening? And who's allowing it to happen?
As soon as Biden was installed, I flew straight to El Paso because I thought that the aliens would start flooding across the border, and they did. We then flew over to Panama and went down into the Darien Gap. There's more than 5 dozen NGOs down there, IGOs, and nonprofits. The main one is IOM. These NGOs are working hard to take over various countries. And the main funder, by the way, is the United States.
These are obviously criminal organizations. So why is no one doing anything about it?
Weaponized migration is often a precursor for something bigger.
That's the end of the United States, the country that you grew up in. Irreparable. Forever.
NGOs. It's criminal. It's the end of the United States. The Darien Gap. You have watched the videos. We've played clips here. We've talked about it here. The China, what China, the deal China has made through South America, the highway they are building. Go look at how many Chinese men have been apprehended at the border, the increase. Go look at the Darien Gap, the bridge they are building. The Chinese building a bridge there. NGOs, we're funding this. America is funding this. No wonder they don't want us to talk about it. Saving the institution. That's their whole goal, is to save the institution. I said earlier, the rallies are not working. I have a concern. The rallies are not working. I just do not believe they want to let Donald Trump back in the White House. Obviously, they don't want to. What length will they go? How far will they go? How far will they go to stop him? All right. And where are we today, right this moment? Take a break. All right, folks, we're back. I'm your host, BKP. You're watching BKP Politics on voiceofruralamerica.com. Good morning. Good morning, Diane. I have asked, Diane's requesting a nickname. If you're going to send me all this powder puff stuff, I'm not using it, okay? I'm not using it. You're way too nice. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I come from a different generation. The nickname, just saying. So I'm getting some nice stuff. Second, we're going to be at Conservative Grounds Friday. I have an event tonight. I don't know where I'll be. I'm going to be in Woodstock, I think, somewhere tonight at a candidate event. I will be somewhere tonight. Follow Voice of Rural America Facebook page. I'm going to be doing a live event tonight. We'll upload it on Rumble. It has several candidates. I don't know where I'll be. I'll have to look that up. Friday, we are going to be at Conservative Grounds, as we are every Friday. What else we have going on? Yesterday, I mentioned this, and I'm serious about it. You are the research team out there. You send me so many great things. I want to bring you into the conversation. Maybe you have questions throughout the week that you'd like to ask me directly. So next week, I'll get to that in just a minute. Thanks, Diane. Next week, we're going to start. I'll let you know. We'll do a graphic for you to sign up. All right, you got to sign up. You got to give us your name. I got to know who I'm talking to, and I got to have your email address. And we're going to start a Zoom meeting once a week for you. We can meet, and you can ask me questions, and we can talk about the issues of the day. We'll put a one-hour window on it or something like that. We'll see, but we will start it. Gilmer supports Trump rally in the park. This is Saturday. Come and see us Saturday. Diane, read the graphic. I mean, read the quote there. I don't have my glasses on and I don't have a copy of that. Could you read the quote for us? This is Saturday at noon to 3 p.m., 3 hours.
The only thing necessary for triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing. Edmund Burke.
Well, yes. So it's a free event. Bring your own chair. It's a brown bag event. And I don't mean to stop by and get you a 40. I don't know who understood that. But that is Saturday. I look forward to that. Diane and others in Gilmer County have put a lot of work into that. We look forward to that Saturday. Okay. The trial. It's not good for Trump. Some of you out there, I would like to hear from some of you are upset with Trump. You're upset with Trump. Some of you are upset. Here is number 36. How Mike Johnson is taming Trump and his party against all odds. Number 35, this is a country saved by unexpected people. How Mike Johnson went from pandering to Donald Trump to managing him, and from challenging the Democrats to working with them. I want that one right there, but show me this one right here. Number 39, the Uniparty. Hakeem Jeffrey emerges as Congress shadow speaker. So go back to the other one there. They're all in a fight. Some of you are very upset. Now, Diane, give me 42. You can put that across the bottom if you would, please. This is a quote that came in. As you're doing 42, give me this one here. The Dancing Queen. So 42, and then I want number 10. Diane's like, really? You're jumping all over the place. 42 is a sentence, and it says, those are not Republicans. If when we get actual Republicans in the GOP, we might actually have a second party for our two-party system, our two-party system. Until then, the Uniparty will do whatever they want, get rich, and pretend to fight each other. Conservative rebels seeking to oust Johnson. Trump gave words of support. So where does that put the ones that are yelling? You have people yelling and saying, well, Trump's really, really angry with Mike Johnson. He's really angry with Mike Johnson. Are you sure about that? Because Trump is getting the hit for the border. And then the base is not happy. I'm not happy. You're not happy. Don't tell me you're happy that we're sending Ukraine money. Don't tell me you're happy that Trump has come out twice showing support for Mike Johnson. Tell you what, some people are not happy with Trump. At the same time, this is going on. I said this. What have we accomplished? Number 12. How the House GOP's Biden impeachment effort fell apart. Comer is hoping Jesus comes so he can get out. One of the GOP lawmakers who spoke to Comer told CNN he is fed up. Now, this is coming from CNN, all right? This is coming from CNN. Thank you for putting that the way you did, Diane, in that box. This is coming from CNN, all right? They pretend. Exit strategy number 11. We didn't get impeachment. Hunter Biden's laptop. We January 6th. We have this going on right now. Let me throw this into the mix. had it here just a minute ago. Diane, give me number. How about this one right here, folks? I'll find it. The infighting that's going on. Give me number 32. Conservatives aim their fire at Texas Republican after scumbag's comment. Remember that? Is that Tony Gonzalez? Is that his name? I serve with a bunch of scumbags. I tell you what, nothing has gotten solved with Republican leadership. It doesn't matter how angry, nothing has been solved with Republican leadership. They will run a narrative that Republicans can't govern. Hey, I'm not happy with Mike Johnson, not in the least, and I keep telling you this right here. Number 24, what happens if Trump gets convicted ahead of November? The trial is not good. So let me go into this. Before we close up, I do want to show this. Number 21. Now, Pecker, I know that. All right. What I would do is publish positive stories about Trump and publish negative stories about his opponent. Now, you and I both know that happens 7 days a week. You and I both know Twitter, the old Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all the above. We all know what happened with the laptop. We all know they covered things up. But this is what they're saying, 2016. And number 22. David Pecker, the owner of the National Enquirer. Pecker says he agreed to serve as the eyes and ears for rumors that could hurt Mr. Trump. So give me video one.
David Pecker and the National Enquirer were, by his own admission, publicly influencing the 2016 election on behalf of Donald Trump at the direction of his lawyer. And then there was what prosecutors allege Pecker was doing behind the scenes to help Trump's campaign. Today, prosecutors asked Mr. Pecker about two negative stories about Donald Trump, stories the National Enquirer purchased the exclusive rights to and then sat on so that the accusations against Trump would not come out before the election, a process.
I don't understand. My mom just sent me a text message that I cannot. I'm glad she's doing well. You just sent me a text message, Mom, that I cannot make out what you're saying. All right, so there you go. I want to play this one other one. I want to play the Morning Joe blaming Trump one more time, because I thought it was kind of funny. Give me video 5, one more time, video 5.
Flex going down to Florida while Trump was stuck in court in New York City. And on Capitol Hill, a top Republican admits that it is Trump's fault, that border security has not passed. We knew that, but here this Republican say it really brings it home. And Willie, I had the news on all day yesterday, and if I heard the word Pecker one more time, I thought I was going to lose my mind. But he was the lead story. Pecker.
David Pecker. We should be clear. David Pecker, the first witness in the New York case. Yes, the hush money.
Yes. Crowd. All right. So good morning, everybody.
I had to do it. I had to do it. I had to do it. Morning Joe opening this morning. Trump and Biden talking about the Bible, video 4. I wanted to run this one.
I think everybody has made their own assessment of President Trump's character. And so far as I know, you don't pay someone $130,000 not to have sex with you.
He described the Dobbs decision as a miracle. Maybe it's coming from that Bible he's trying to sell. Whoa. I almost wanted to buy one to see what the hell's in it.
Republican Senator Mitt Romney and President Biden, Willie, making jokes about Donald Trump. There was a lot to go around yesterday.
He wanted to buy one to see what's in it. Isn't that open-ended? Wouldn't you want to really take that and go with a Joe Biden? Like, what's in that Bible? Oh. Chuck Schumer, video 2. Excited to send your money, video 2.
After more than 6 months of hard work, many twists and turns in the road, America sends a message to the entire world. We will not turn our back on you. I left a message for President Zelensky tonight. He had called me the other day and said, okay, we got it done. Now go win the fight.
So shortly after the vote, President Biden praised the bill's passage, saying the U.S. will begin sending weapons to Ukraine as soon as this week. The legislation also includes a potential ban of TikTok, gives the app's owner ByteDance, that of course is that Chinese company, roughly 9 months to sell or be banned in the U.S.
A message to the entire world, not to you and I, okay, not to our border, a message to the entire world, not to you and your children and your grandchildren a message to the entire world. That's right. Number 41, this case is about a criminal conspiracy and a cover-up. Don't forget that. This is not good for Trump. Don't care. If you're listening to the noise of the tunnel that's coming at you from other people, you better get out of that box and pay attention. All right. I want to show you number 47. Remember Mike Pompeo, bad guy, criminal. You just can't be okay with this guy on the stage. What say you to what's happening in Colombia? This is not Vietnam. This is not Vietnam protest. What's happening at Columbia and these other universities? Number 3. Soaring gas prices hit as high as $7.29 a gallon in parts of California. And here is number 4. Number 4, highest gas prices, Oregon, Nevada, Washington, Hawaii, California, and then lowest is Mississippi, Colorado, Arkansas. The lowest right now is $3.05 a gallon. I remember $1.85 a gallon. Don't forget this. America gets hungrier under Biden, number 7. The staggering number of households struggling to put food on the table because of inflation revealed in stark new report. I was talking with an individual the other day, and, you know, let's just say a family of four had $200. We'll use $200 as a budget. Several years ago, they were going to the grocery store. They had the $200. They paid the $200. Then they went to the grocery store and the groceries were $218. They had the $200. They put $18 on the credit card. Now groceries are $320. They have the $200 and they're putting the $120 on the credit card. But now you have auto insurance, homeowner insurance, gas, $3 and something. All these other things have now taken up the $200 and the entire grocery bill is on a credit card. That's right. Now you run out of credit card space. You can't make any of this up. All of it's true. The rent is too damn high. The mortgage is going through the roof. The insurance to cover it. Cars. The price of cars and your car insurance. Nothing is coming down for the American people. Head to head. Head to head. Trump wins in a landslide. But is he running against Biden? What I'm going with this morning is they say, give me somebody to run against. Number 28, I want to show you this before we close. And I'm going to do this segment tomorrow so I can give it time. Number 28, electric car sales. 24, you see China. You see China, Europe, United States, rest of the world. But you see China, huh? China is going to dump. They have been growing from 19, 20, 21. They're growing faster than anyone. They're going to dump those cheap Chinese cars as we're doing what? What are we doing? Give me number 37. They're going to dump those cheap Chinese cars. As we are, Tennessee GOP governor says Volkswagen plant made a mistake in unionizing right over here in Chattanooga, Tennessee. They unionized. The union is going after the UAW. All of the southern manufacturing plants, automobile manufacturing plants, and China will dump those cheap cars as they manufacture them in Mexico. Let's see. I want to close with this, and I'd like your opinion. Give me number 33, and then go to 29. 33 first. This is a big story. This is a big story. FTC votes to ban non-compete agreements. This is a big story, and I can't do it justice today, so I'm going to hold it. I'm going to hold it for tomorrow because we're going to go into great depth of what it means. Number 29, the FTC votes to ban employment non-competes. The Federal Trade Commission voted 3-2 on Tuesday to ban non-compete agreements, which prevent workers from taking positions with competitors for a period of time. This is another way, and Biden, give me number 30. This was in 2023, January 5th. For decades, I fought for the notion that if your employer wants to keep you, they need to make it worth your while with good pay and benefits. Consistent with my executive order, today's FTC announcement to limit non-compete agreements is a huge win for workers. Well, if you go back, this is the article that came out yesterday, 14 hours ago, in Axios, give me number 29. They voted to ban them, non-competes. This is another movement to completely take the capitalist system, shut it down. This is, you know, if the government says that they have to do certain things to protect sources and methods, They're allowed to do things to protect what they call sources and methods. You, as a business owner, you put the investment into it, you put the sweat equity into it, but you can't protect your sources and methods. This is a way to completely end. It puts it right in line with ending the capitalist system in America. Under the guise, the Federal Trade Commission voted 3-2 on Tuesday to ban non-compete agreements, which prevent workers from taking positions with competitors for a period of time after they leave a job. We're going to get a little further into that tomorrow because I just don't have time to cover it right now and get into great detail. Let me see if I missed anything. World leaders, number nine, Trump 2.0, how U.S. allies are working to iron out the bugs, the possible Trump 2.0, and what's coming this way. I think that's about everything. Tonight, let me see if I have this, Diane. I would like to. All right, I'm going to go through all the nicknames. I'm getting them over and over, and I promise I'm going to get all the nicknames and put them together. But if the rallying isn't the answer, what is the answer? I want you to come up with that tomorrow. I don't think the Trump rallies are working this time. I don't think so. So tomorrow, let me know what you think. Agree, disagree. How do you think? Seriously, we got to have the discussion. How do you think the Trump campaign is going? How do you think it's going? Are you satisfied? Don't just say, well, he's in court. It's not his fault. Right. Let me see. I had this here somewhere, Diane. Let's go with the event tonight. Go ahead and put up conservative grounds. I had this a minute ago. Where's it at? All right. Maybe I can't find it. I can't find it right now. No, you're wrong. You're wrong. Don't be surprised if Johnson is the VP. No. God, no. No, absolutely not. Friday, we will be at Conservative Grounds. It's 10 o'clock. We'll be there Friday morning. Come and eat breakfast at 7 a.m. John has a store there. Bidenomics. This used to be a 30-ounce before Bidenomics. Conservative Grounds coffee. That's what I drink every day. Conservative Grounds coffee. Bumper stickers. What matters is who counts. And then the other one John gave me is when... with Dominion. Woo. Wow. Okay, that's enough to get me in trouble. So, Diane, what event? We have this event Saturday, right? And then we're going to have a Zoom meeting next week. We're going to do a graphic. Diane and I will put a graphic. You got to sign up. I got to have your email address, and I have to have your name, okay? And if you come on there, don't make me kick your ass off, all right? It's going to be a time where we can enjoy discussing the state of our country and get to say hello to each other. Diane, did I miss anything today? Is there something that you think that we did not cover? Are we good?
I think we're good.
We're good. Okay. So I will see you. The weather was nice yesterday. We never talk about the weather on this show. It was nice yesterday. It's going to be nice today. There you go.
I don't know. It's awfully cloudy down in LAJ.
Is it cloudy?
Yep. It's overcast.
Oh, overcast. Cloudy. I will see you tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. Whatever Diane has in store. Let's go to that now.